This is Health Matters, discussing a report that found too little salt can be more of a risk to heart health than too much salt. The report was published in the New York Times just a couple of weeks ago, and it's a surprising finding because it seems to contradict the standard prescription for a low-salt diet for people who have high blood pressure and people who have experienced heart failure.
The standard heart-healthy diet calls for foods that are high in fiber and low in cholesterol and salt. Patients on low-salt diets are advised to be very careful about the amount of salt they take in. They need to rely on fresh ingredients whenever possible and buy pre-prepared foods made without salt. Processed foods rely heavily on salt for flavor and for its preservative properties. But of course, at this point, no salt and low-salt products have been available for decades.
1 teaspoon of salt a day is the current guideline for people not on a reduced-salt diet. Stretched out over 3 meals and snacks, that's not so much. Those who need to maintain a low-salt diet are advised to eat even less.
The research that found too little salt posed cardiovascular risks looked at data on almost 500,000 people with a median age of 55. A little under half had hypertension, and a little more than half did not have hypertension. The people studied lived in 49 countries. The data recorded daily salt excretion and health outcomes over a 4-year period. The researchers looked at the incidence of death, major cardiovascular disease events, and blood pressure levels. Here's what they found. First, and this was no surprise, high sodium intake was associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular events and death in people with hypertension.
But they also found that low sodium intake was associated with a greater risk of cardiovascular events and death in people, whether they had hypertension or not. In other words, only those with hypertension faced increased risks of heart attacks and death from eating too much salt. But for all the study participants, with or without high blood pressure, too little salt increased the risk for cardiovascular incidences and death. Eating less salt does indeed lower blood pressure, but too little salt can be harmful, over 10% more harmful in fact. Blood pressure is an important indicator, but lowering it doesn't mean this automatically lowers the risk of heart attack, stroke, and mortality.
It makes sense that too little salt poses its own set of risks, because sodium maintains the body's fluid balance that is essential for many functions. This is often called the electrolyte balance. Sodium also regulates blood pressure and normal nervous system function.
It's a matter of balance. When you have an abnormal low amount of sodium in your blood, body functions can go out of whack quickly. Most of us are at little risk for having too little salt in our bodies, but there are circumstances where it can happen, and summer heat is one of them.
For a simple reason, people tend to drink a lot of fluids when it's hot out, and an overabundance of fluids in the body can dilute the salt balance, as can prolonged sweating, strenuous exercise, diarrhea, and vomiting. It's why people sometimes take salt tablets when doing strenuous work in hot weather, or why athletes drink Gatorade or Recharge, beverages that help to restore the sodium balance. Medical conditions can put people at risk for too little salt in their bloodstream, such as psoriasis of the liver, hypothyroidism, adrenal insufficiency, and some cancers, including lung cancer.
Medications can pose a risk of salt imbalance in the bloodstream as well. The most common drug includes diuretics, some types of antidepressants, and a certain anti-seizure drug.
If you are not subject to any of these conditions, chances are you won't suffer the risk associated with too little salt. The new research uncovers these risks is a word to the wise. However, for people on low-salt diets who are taking these medications or who drink too much fluid on a hot day.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Emily Marshall and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.